This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Let's start with the recent discussions in Busan between President Trump and President Xi. What's the key takeaway from these talks?
Well, the talks have led to steps that ease trade tensions and reduce tariffs between the US and China. While a comprehensive agreement wasn't reached, there were some constructive developments. For example, tariff exemptions were extended, tariffs imposed to curb fentanyl flows were reduced, and new punitive measures in sectors like rare earths and shipping were suspended. Compared to the heightened rhetoric earlier in October, this represents a modest but meaningful improvement in US-China relations.
Absolutely. It's encouraging to see progress, even if it's incremental. Now, how does this tie into China's 15th five-year plan?
That's a great point. The negotiations are happening alongside China's advancement of its 15th five-year plan, which is a strategic blueprint for economic and social development from 2026 to 2030. While the specifics haven't been fully disclosed yet, the plan outlines ambitious goals to modernize the economy and increase self-reliance, especially in technology. Key initiatives include building a modern industrial system, boosting domestic demand, and creating a unified internal market. These measures are designed to strengthen economic resilience, foster sustainable growth, and solidify China's leadership in digital innovation.
Interesting. It sounds like the plan is quite forward-looking, but I imagine there are challenges that could complicate these goals. What are some of the obstacles China is facing?
Yeah, great question. Well, there are several challenges, including pressure on real estate prices, excess capacity in certain industries, local government debt, and continued U.S. export restrictions are some of the obvious headwinds. These factors are weighing on manufacturing and domestic consumption, which in turn influence business sentiment and investment activity. Any of these issues are structural and likely to persist, shaping market dynamics as China continues its modernization journey. A gradual slowdown in growth is a natural consequence of this transition.
Right. So while there are hurdles, there's still optimism about China's economic future. What's driving this optimism?
Well, despite exports to the U.S. remaining below pre-Liberation Day levels, overall global export growth has accelerated, reaching 8.3% year over year. This resilience is supported by targeted fiscal stimulus aimed at stabilizing domestic demand and encouraging continued expansion. Additionally, Chinese equities are showing attractive prospects, backed by robust liquidity. M2 money supply growth was 8.4% year-over-year in September targeted policy support and increased retail investment. The MSCI China Index is trading at a notable discount to global peers, and low domestic bond yields are pushing institutional investors toward higher returns in dividend-yielding sectors like financials, telecoms, and utilities.
That's fascinating. It seems like there's a lot of potential in the equity markets. Are there any particular sectors or trends we should be paying attention to?
Absolutely. The Hang Seng Tech Index has surged over 30% year to date, which highlights China's strategic focus on technological self-sufficiency and innovation. Technology-related industries are now driving much of MSCI China's performance. Leading companies are reporting strong earnings growth, fueled by advances in artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and domestic chip development. The tech sector is projected to deliver significant earnings growth in 2026, making it a core area of opportunity within global equities. Recent market pullbacks have also created potentially attractive entry points for investors looking to capitalize on these trends.
That's a great observation. It sounds like technology will remain a key driver for growth. Any final thoughts on what this means for investors?
Perhaps one from my side. Investors should keep an eye on upcoming policy measures and the new five-year plan. These are expected to prioritize high-quality growth and strengthen the domestic technology supply chain. For those seeking exposure to China's economic transformation, sectors like technology, financials, and utilities could offer compelling opportunities.
Great takeaway. Thanks for sharing your insights.
You're welcome, and always a pleasure to dive into these topics.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS, the investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.